Hello, wonderful listeners. Welcome back to the AOB Olagunji podcast, your compass for self-awareness and personal development. I'm your host, AOB Olagunji, and today's episode is a powerful exploration into the theme of overcoming the scarcity mentality. In a world often plagued by the fear of lack and limitation, we are going to unravel practical steps to break free from the scarcity mindset and embrace a life of abundance. So, join me on this transformative journey. Let's begin by understanding what a scarcity mentality is. It's a mindset rooted in the belief that there is never enough. Not enough time, not enough money, not enough opportunities. This mindset can be paralyzing, preventing us from recognizing and seizing the abundance that surrounds us. The first step in overcoming the scarcity mentality is awareness. Take a moment to reflect on your thoughts and beliefs about abundance and lack. Are you often focused on what you lack, or do you recognize the abundance in your life? Awareness is the first key to transformation. Now, let's delve into the first key to transformation. Let's dive into practical steps to overcome the scarcity mentality. Number 1. Cultivate gratitude. Begin each day by expressing gratitude for the abundance in your life. It could be your relationships, health, opportunities, or the simple joys. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you have, creating a positive mindset. Number 2. Abundance journal. Create a journal dedicated to abundance. Regularly write down moments of abundance, big or small. This practice reinforces the idea that abundance is a consistent and integral part of your life. Number 3. Positive affirmations. Integrate positive affirmations into your daily routine. Affirmations like, "I am abundant," or "there is always enough for me," reshape your thought patterns, replacing scarcity with abundance. The next practical step is to challenge your limiting beliefs about scarcity. Often, these beliefs are deeply ingrained, but they can be reshaped with conscious effort. Number 4. Identify limiting beliefs. Take note of thoughts that reinforce scarcity. This might include phrases like, "I will never have enough," or "there is never time for everything." Once identified, challenge these beliefs by finding evidence to the contrary. Number 5. Reframe language. Shift your language from scarcity to abundance. Instead of saying, "I can't afford that," try saying, "I am choosing to allocate my resources differently." This subtle shift empowers you and reinforces abundance. Now, let's explore the importance of collaboration and abundance mindset in overcoming scarcity. Number 6. Collaborate instead of compete. Scarcity often breeds a competitive mindset. Shift from a scarcity-based competition to collaboration. Recognize that there is room for everyone to thrive. And by working together, we can create more abundance for all. Lastly, let's discuss the significance of taking inspired action. Number 7. Take inspired action. Abundance is not just about positive thinking. It's also about taking inspired action. Identify your goals and take consistent, intentional steps towards them. Action transforms abundance from a concept to a reality. In conclusion, dear listeners, overcoming the scarcity mentality is a journey that starts with awareness and is sustained by intentional practices. Cultivate gratitude, challenge limiting beliefs, shift your language, embrace collaboration, and take inspired action. Take a moment today to reflect on these practical steps. How can you integrate them into your daily life? Remember, the journey from scarcity to abundance is a transformative process, and you have the power to redefine your mindset. Thank you for joining me on this empowering episode. Until next time, may your mindset be a beacon of abundance, guiding you toward a life filled with prosperity.